Well, does anybody else have anything they'd like to discuss?
I do not think so.
Okay. Well, then let's wrap this one up because I have to work on a presentation for work this week.
You still don't have that report done?
No.
Oh, my God.
He didn't do his homework. He had to get Star Wars bathroom shit.
That's true.
It's all about mental health issues for elderly LGBT people. So what
it's
I'm
It's something
going to
do, you're passionate about, though.
Well, it's a half an hour presentation, so I'm going to talk for 10 minutes. Then I'm just going to play an episode of Big Fatty Online.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, Exhibit A.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
It's all about mental health issues for elderly LGBT people.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2034, the BFO for two, I say Tuesday the 10th of November 2015, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, it's gonna be a train wreck. I'm not quite sure what I'm on top. Big Fat Hits just sounds like every other day here at the BFO. Hello, Foggies. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, I gotta tell you something. Let me go back a little bit. First of all, did you enjoy the new weekend music? Big Fatty, the responses have been coming in unbelievably. Have they really? No, not a one, not a single soul said a thing. Okay. Well, fuck them. y'all, it turned cold. It turned cold and rainy. And I know cold is relative. Y'all, I think the high temperature in Charleston on Monday, it struggled to get to the mid 60s, I think. And y'all, I woke up in the middle of the night on Sunday night, and y'all, the rain was coming down, and y'all, I I've been sleeping with my windows open, cause you know I enjoy that, hearing the rain and the cool temperatures and everything, and by the way, if you're looking for something to put on your crema list, y'all, I highly recommend the electric mattress pad rather than the automatic blanket that you put on top of you. But y'all, if you get the mattress pad, it warms your buttocks. But y'all, it's just wonderful. It is just wonderful. But you're not suffocating because the heat is on top of you. It's underneath you, and you're toasty. Your toes stay toasty. Big Fatty, we love the toasty toes. And y'all put that on your crema list. But I've got one, and I love it. Just love it. And the rain was coming down. First of all, I went to bed. Went to bed Sunday night about 9:30 p.m. in the evening. And y'all, the weekend caught up with me after I recorded the little show. Talked to the hats. They didn't have anything to report. Told them I was going to be coming over to Hatlanta on Tuesday of Turkey Week, Tom Turkey Week. So that's 2 weeks from today. Yes, Big Baby. And talked to them, and then I had me some supper. Y'all, I've cooked me some hamburger steaks on the grill, and I had that, and I had some of those Arby's curly fried potatoes, French fried potatoes, cooked them, and that was my supper. And y'all, then I was just, I think the weekend caught up with me, and I was pooped. I was poop deck pat, Big Fatty, better than poop deck patty than, yes, better poop deck pappy than pooped on fatty, yes. Okay. What was I saying? So y'all, I went to bed about 9:30 p.m. in the evening. And y'all, I woke up at 3:30 a.m. in the morning. I was ready to go, but I wasn't ready to go because it was the rain. The rain was coming down so heavy that it woke me up. And y'all, I was afraid it was raining in one of the windows. And so I got up. And the windowsill was a little damp, but I don't think it was raining in. Closed the window turned over and I, you know, checked on the grin. Big Fatty, you always check the grin, Doctor. I know you love to check the grin, Doctor. It's true. Anyway, went back to sleep and then, you know, the alarm woke me up and it was a standard day. A good day in the coal mine, though. Got some things done. The new orange hat, he came in for a little while, but y'all, he said he came down with the creeping crud. The creeping crud. Big Fatty! I don't know why all of a sudden I'm I'm yawning like there's no tamari, but excuse me, I guess I need some of this water here. But y'all, it has been rainy and foggy. It's been foggy here in Charleston, and y'all. By the time I got out here to the villa, y'all, it might as well have been midnight. And, we're not at the shortest time of the year yet. We're getting there. We've got about another 6 weeks, I think, for the time to get shorter, the days to get shorter. And, just love it. Just love it. But y'all, I think it's the cloud cover. Of course, that's keeping the temperatures up a little bit. But y'all, it is supposed to be Camisole City. Camisole City here this weekend, y'all. Saturday, Friday night, it's going down into the 40s. And Saturday night, y'all, the high temperature is only supposed to be in the upper 50s. And y'all, it's going down to 42 degrees. Big Fatty, you're going to need more than a camisole. You may need a hamisole. Yes, Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It is time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our Ask Big Fatty questions today. You know, we got an e-letter. An e-letter from that Gus Chad back a week or so ago with some Ask Big Fatty questions. So we're going to answer them today. And let's just see here.
Big Fatty, you're not prepared.
I don't see the e-letter now.
Big Fatty.
Y'all, I don't know what I've done with it.
Big Fatty, maybe the Ask Big Fatty question is, Big Fatty, what did you do with my e-letter?
Well, where is it? Gus Chad? Gus Chad?
Big Fatty!
Well, I don't see it.
Big Fatty?
No, I really don't see it. Oh, wait, here we go. Here it is. Here it is. Big Fatty. Anyway, it says, where do you stand on the Thanksgiving stores being open issue? Do you have any Black Friday stories from your past? And is your family loud? Let's just do these one at a time. Big Fatty, I think you better move Gus Chad's e-letter back into the I moved it back into the inbox there. So we're gonna take the first one Gus Chad, what is my opinion on the Thanksgiving stores being open?
Big Fatty, you're out of time.
Well, Well, first of all, Gus Chad, thank you so much for the e-letter. This is an excellent question, and I'm going to answer it even though the music... Well, Big Fatty, you better answer it. It was your fault that you threw the e-letter away. Well, anyway, I found it. That's the important thing. I think Friday used to be it's just gotten earlier and earlier, and if you're working in retail, it's one of the evils that you deal with. I won't say it's a necessary evil, but I think that I think we've crossed the line. The whole opening at midnight thing. I know that the kids from the Pot Is My Co-Pilot, who you heard at the beginning of today's show, they love to go out at midnight and do the blank Friday shopping. And y'all, I tell you, the thing that I hate about it the most is when people are ugly and they get in these fist fights over.
Oh, Big Fatty, it's the voice letter.
Y'all, one moment, please. I need to take this call. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, it was the horror hotel calling. You always have to take the calls from the horror hotel.
Big Fatty, is that like Avon calling? Horror hotel calling?
It's very similar to Avon calling, except it has nothing to... But anyway, back to your question, Gus Chad. I want to say that when I was growing up, that you know they used to start like at 8 a.m. in the morning. They'd open early at 8 o'clock, and then it became 6 a.m. in the morning, and then it became 5 a.m. in the morning, and then it was midnight, and then the past few years it's been 10 p.m., and then it was 6 p.m. And now there's some stores that are open on Thanksgiving. Big Fatty. But, y'all, I don't really care for it, to tell you the truth. And there are a lot of times that, the mark for right circulars, the prices and all, they're not necessarily great prices. I mean, some of them are. But y'all, you have to balance it out with how much you want to deal with the crowds and y'all, I think that if you want to support your local establishments and all, I think that's a lovely thing to do. And a lot of them can't afford to open at midnight and things like that. So, it is what it is. I mean, it's a ritual for some, and it's a pain in the ass, Father. Yes, Big Freddy. So, before we do anything else, I want to talk about the quiz programs. Yes, Big Freddy.
Another groovy day in Gotham City, and everything seems just right in our teeming metropolis. But there's a new face in the crowd.
Big Fat.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we...
This is in the BFO celebration of exiting the birth canal desk. Monday was also Lover Man's, that's Guru Nudie's homosexual lover's birthday.
F-A-T-T-Y.
There's nothing really more horrifying than Big Fatty online.
That is correct. And y'all, one of the quiz programs that I didn't mention a whole lot this season, but y'all, I hope you watched it. I know that John Ong and I know Christina from Nowhere watched this. Y'all, it was the great Big
Fatty, you can't even say it.
The Great British Bake Off. Yes, Big Fatty. Now, y'all, I liked all three of the finalists, but y'all, And I don't want to give it away in case you hadn't seen it yet, but the one that was the big winner, and y'all, this is what I love about this show. What they win is a cake plate. That's it. I don't think there's a cash prize. It's just they get to be on the TV machine and they win a crystal cake plate. I guess it's engraved or something like that. The final showstopper, they had to make a wedding cake. And y'all, I got to tell you, a couple of the wedding cakes, they weren't so impressive. One of them was pretty good, but the other two, they were just kind of eh. And but y'all, I love the show, and I would have been pleased if any of them had won. But the one that did win, that's the one I would have picked in second place, is what I'm saying. So there you have it. Yes, Big Freddy. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, you know, I mentioned I saw the stayed up Friday night and watched the big run, and I can't remember what they called it, but it was incredibly racist. But it was the Asian couple, and I think they called them Team Chang or something like that. They were terrible. They were just terrible, and I'm not surprised that they're gone. Big Fatty, who will go this week? I don't have any idea. No, Big Fatty. Now, y'all, there's not many left on the dancing, and you know, I am recording this prior to the dancing on Monday night. But y'all, I think the couple that's on there, I think the girl is probably going to be the one that's going to go home this week. She struggled a little bit, and I think that the guy that stopped the terrorist on the French train, he, I think his days are numbered too. Poor Brick Carter. Now, y'all, I've got to tell you, I have thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed this season of The Survivor. A lot of times I don't really care for the ones where they bring the people back, but this has been a good season of The Survivor, and y'all, they're talking this week about, oh, it's going to be the ultimate blindside, and oh, Big Fatty, but I don't know. Y'all, by the way, did I mention that I have to tell Granny when all this shit comes on, because he can't remember from one week to the next? Big Fatty, he barely can remember where the toilet is. Well, and y'all, you know, he wanted to go on the Big Brother. Y'all, he would be the first one of Big Fatty, he would be voted off the island, out of the house, and off the dance, and he might win Pooping with the Stars. Yeah, guys, y'all, there was something in the Villa mailbox, and y'all, it is it's from the baby's arm and terminally single Tim, but y'all, I swear it's in a red envelope, and I think it's a Crema card. Eddie, when are we gonna start opening them? Well, y'all, I think we should be at least through half of November before we start opening the Crema card. Yeah, Big Fatty. So y'all, Oh, dear Gussie. So, starting on Monday's little show, we'll start opening the Crema card. Big Fatty, I know that Hat M will be so excited that he gets to hear the Crema. Hat M is just one of many that love to hear the Crema. In fact, Granny loves the Crema music more than Big Fatty. You're lying. The only thing Granny loves is to fill the toilet. Okay. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at Potter's My Co-Pilot and Taylor. What did you think of everything I said about Granny today?
It's all about mental health issues for elderly LGBT people.
Oh, you summed it up quite nicely, poor old thing.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.